Agriculture plays a major role in the economy of Hawaii Island, but that industry has had a problem for years, theft. Farmers across the island growing a variety of different crops have seen their crops stolen from fields and orchards. Those thefts are difficult to trace and even harder to prosecute. Authorities in state and local government play a constant game of cat and mouse with criminals. And as part of our week-long look at the issue, Hawaii County Prosecuting Attorney Mitch Roth spoke with conversation producer Ryan Finnerty to discuss his latest efforts to address agriculture theft.
Agriculture theft has been a big problem on the Big Island. When you look at the Big Island, we are an agricultural community. And you know, we have a lot of land. We should be able to produce enough food to feed our schools, to feed our people, but we're bringing in a lot of stuff. A couple of years back, well, probably about 10, 15 years back, we were looking at some problems that the farmers were bringing up to me. And actually started with some of the farmers who were growing like longan, lychee, rambutan. They were telling me that some people at the farmers market were selling stolen agricultural product. And it's like, well, how do you know it's stolen? And they said basically that the price that they were selling it for at that time was cheaper than the farmers could even sell it. So we started looking into these people who were selling some of these agricultural goods, and we asked where they came from. When we started asking them, we were getting things like, oh, we got it from these local guys. And we'd ask, do you have a name? And they said, oh, no names. Well, then we asked for some descriptions, and we got, you know, local guys between 5'6" and 6'2", which, you know, for us brought down the suspect pool to half the island. But right around the same time that that was happening, there was the first case of mad cow disease that hit the United States. It was in Washington State. And we're listening as they're able to track that cow or the calves back to where they came from in Canada. And we thought, wow, that makes a lot of sense. You should be able to track your food back because if something, somebody's getting sick from something, you want to know where that food came from. And so we went to the Farm Bureau, and the Farm Bureau went to the legislature, and they started asking to make some laws, and one of the laws that came up was movement certificates that requires people to have a pretty much a receipt on where the products came from. And that law got passed. We started having the community police officers and Department of Agriculture, when they could, go out and start making checks. We did some education. Crime went down. Times went by. Criminals got a little bit smarter, and you know, we started doing it, and then there was some receipts, but not very much information on the receipts. And so we went back to the legislature a couple of times, and the legislature required that there'd be receipts for any agriculture that's moved over a certain poundage. I think it's over 200 pounds or worth more than $100, and also a movement certificate for when you're selling products or you have more than $100 worth of value or 200 pounds. Some of the requirements on the agricultural certificates also require a license and ID from the person who was selling it and the location where the property was coming from. And so we started looking at that, and a couple of years back we looked at a pilot project where we try to run through the legislature to get an agricultural investigator just to work on agricultural crimes. And we made it through the legislature a couple of times, but kind of stopped shy of actually passing a bill. Last year, we hired an agricultural investigator, Shane Muramaro, and that's his job. 100% of his time is spent educating people, looking at receipts, making sure that people are doing the right things. And if we need to make cases, we're going to be making cases for, you know, whether it be theft in the second degree or other agricultural crimes when people don't have the required certificates that they need.
So that seems like a lot of paperwork for one person to look through. Is one inspector enough to adequately ensure that stolen property, stolen crops, are not being sold on the market?
Well, we could always use more of everybody, but I think in the very beginning, what we're trying to do is we're trying to educate people, because a lot of people have not been giving movement certificates, and you know, it makes it difficult. So we're trying to educate our farmers at this point. We're trying to educate the people who are selling the agricultural goods, and we're trying to cut the market off. So if you know, if we can do that, we can reduce a lot of the crime that's happened or happening in our community.
Mitch, we've been looking at coffee, the theft of coffee on the Kona Coast all this week, but it's my understanding that agricultural theft is not limited to just coffee. Are there any particular crops or regions of Hawaii Island that experience worse agricultural theft than others?
Yeah, you know, coffee, it's not limited to coffee. We have lychee is one of the big crops that gets ripped off, or longan, rambutan, all the same family. Bananas have been a problem. Pineapples. You know, if people have a, you know, if they see ways of making money, they're going to take those opportunities. And so basically, we're trying to cut off the market. With coffee, we've been dealing with coffee for many years, and coffee has changed dramatically. When I first came to this island, we were looking at coffee theft, and one of the things that we looked at was the way things were happening. In coffee, what we used to see was that, you know, the farmers would pick their coffee, they'd leave the bags on the side of the road, and then we'd have these people who are stealing the coffee and bringing them to the processors. The processors would then paying in cash. For a long time, we were able to stem a lot of that coffee theft by going to the processors and asking them to pay with check. So we were able to find who the people were who were stealing it. And that worked for a long time. We eventually started having people who started paying cash again for coffee, and it started to be a problem again. With coffee, the rules are the same. You need to have a movement certificate. You need to be able to determine where that coffee came from. There's actually bigger problems with coffee because we have counterfeiting coffee. That may sound crazy, but Kona coffee is a brand name that's one of the best known coffees in the world, one of the most expensive coffees. If you take some other coffee and mix it in and call it 100% Kona coffee, you have the ability to destroy that market because the quality would not be as good as it is. And so we've taken the coffee thefts very seriously. It could affect numerous people on Hawaii. And there's a lot of people that's their second income. The income that helps bring them, you know, through the tough times is growing coffee on their property. Right now, Kona coffee has a, you know, it's very expensive, and so it brings in a lot of money. If that quality was to not be as great as it was, then the amount people pay for Kona coffee would be diminished, and we'd have some big problems.
So, Mitch, we spoke to a coffee farmer earlier in the week, Adria McClish. She's in the South Kona area, and she's in a very rural, her farm is in a very rural area, which is, I'm sure, the case for many farmers on the Big Island. What are some of the challenges associated with helping these farmers in really rural areas when you have limited resources and limited police? And it sounds like your efforts are focused on preventing crimes from occurring. But for people in these rural areas that are dealing with them, what's the best way to help them?
And, you know, that's why we went to an investigator. Crime is like water. It takes the path of least resistance. And so if you can take the market away by preventing people from selling it, you're going to prevent people from stealing the coffee or stealing the other crops because they're in a remote area. Most of our farms are remote. And quite frankly, for a lot of law enforcement and prosecutors alike, it's not that sexy prosecuting these crimes, but it's so important because a lot of our community is affected, and it really is, you know, has a great effect on commerce.
As Ms. Roth mentioned, his office created a new position earlier this year, Agriculture Crimes Investigator. That job is held by Shane Moramaro, who explained why ag theft is so difficult to prosecute and what statutes are in place to prevent it.
Well, there's an Agricultural Commodities Ownership Movement certification, which is Chapter 145-22. And that's when you're transporting agricultural commodities of over 200 pounds or a value of at least $100, you're going to need a movement certificate or like a bill of lading, a receipt. And it must include like the seller's name, address, telephone numbers, license plates of the vehicles used by the seller, and name of the farm, owner, place of origin, and the name of the buyer if it goes through a broker.
So, Shane, what's to stop someone who has stolen coffee or lychee or any other product from forging that information?
Well, see, if they have, when there's no information, it's really hard to investigate. If they have false information, then we can prove it's false, then we can move forward from there.
So, Shane, if your office receives a report of a farmer of any crop reporting a theft, what's the first thing you do when you receive a tip like that?
They would need to contact the police first and do the initial investigation. If it's like, because we have gotten calls from different areas of the island. I'm based out of Hilo right now. And so most of our crimes on this island are reported to the police first to do an initial investigation and go from there.
Are there any particular regions of the island that see more incidents of theft than others?
It appears that agricultural crimes are not reported as much as the regular crimes. I'm not sure the exact reason why. As far as area, we're not exactly sure if there's more crime in one area or another because they're not reported as often. But we've been having reports of a lot of, you know, tropical fruit, especially rambutan, which is in season now, longan, lychee, as well as coffee in the Kau area and Kona area. But there's also avocado thefts going on, mangoes, citrus fruits. So it's an island-wide problem.
And Shane, so it sounds like it's very difficult to do something about these crimes after the fact, and that's why you're focusing on prevention, is that right?
Yeah, because if we can help the farmers be able to deter the crime, and that'll hopefully slow some of that down. So if somebody really wants to steal something, they're probably going to find a way to do it. But if it's hard for them to do it, then that makes that farm less of a target.
Shane, we spoke to earlier in the week Roger Kaivi, the president of the Kona Coffee Council, mm-hmm. and he raised the point that no one steals something if there's not a market for them to sell it. How are you addressing that aspect of the theft, that there is a market for these stolen goods?
Well, that's where that move-in certificate would come into play. Right now, being that I just started, I'm trying to find out who are the brokers or which mills are buying or who's actually buying coffee that's possibly, like, as some of the farmers are calling it, hot coffee. Who's buying the hot coffee? I don't really know who exactly they are right now, but I'm trying to find out who they are.
It's an entirely different kind of hot coffee.
Exactly, yeah.
So, Shane, to conclude, if there's one thing you'd like the residents of Hawaii Island to know about this issue, what would it be?
Well, I would like everybody to know that, you know, whenever you're purchasing locally grown items, keep in mind that if it's a good deal, sometimes it's not a good deal because it might have been stolen. Make sure you know your vendors and maybe ask where it came from, you know, what farm it came from, and that we can support our farmers better.
And if anyone out there suspects that they've had an encounter with stolen agricultural products, what should they do, Shane?
They can call the police, or they can send me an email or give me a phone call.
All right, and we'll post some of your contact information on our website for anyone who thinks they have encountered that. Shane, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.
That was Shane Moramaro, the Agriculture Crimes Investigator for Hawaii County. Before him, we heard Mitch Roth, the prosecuting attorney for Hawaii County. And if you've got a story about ag theft or anything else, we want to hear from you. You can call our talkback line at 808-792-8217 or email the conversation team at talkback@hawaiipublicradio.org.